reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fake till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, and well, when it's over, there will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. How are you all doing? Welcome to Sunday Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody's doing well today. And on a Sunday morning here at the Uptop the Tower here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. And we're getting inching ever so close. We're just right at 2 weeks away, maybe even less than 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. That's hard to believe, isn't it? And then Christmas will be around the corner. Okay, well, have you guys had days where you're just like, you really want to get that jump start, and you're thinking, okay, family is family. You know exactly what I'm fixing to play. How about that? Let's do that Rip Walker song. Family is family. Sunday Praise with CA. Good morning. Get that coffee as you get ready for church.
Like this. got problems, but the grace will never change. There's one truth that holds it all together. Thank you, Jesus. We all share the family name. We're all sons and daughters of the Father. Yeah, we show up, we love big, we pray hard, we forgive. Family is family. We might bend, but we won't break. We grow up, but it won't change.
I'll tell you, what do you think of that, Andrew Rip? Isn't that a popular song we seem to play here? Good morning, everybody. CA, up top the tower here at Faith Studio One. Sunday praise. Yes, we are praising the Lord this morning. We still got tons of music we're still going to play for you right now. But you know what? If you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, you can email me here at the studio or anytime, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button and follow me, will you? Okay, you know what? One of my favorites, I got many of them, David Leonard, Good Lord.
When I look back, I can see that it's you met my needs every time. Every moment you were holding, even the smallest details of my life, and I can testify. Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know, I just need
fear, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me when I'm beat down, broken, hold my heart when it's split wide open, turn these eyes to my soul protector, and break the will of this born defector. Cause all I know, all I know, is you're my only hope.
There we go, Toby Mac, one of his songs, I Need You. And good morning, everybody. Well, we've all got moments where we go through seesaw battles, don't we? We go through these different journeys, and you know, as I've always talked about, a lot of times, even being a Christian, as God reminds us, you know, in the Bible, Scripture reminds us, is that, you know, it's not going to be an easy road. And we just got to try to make the best of the best we can. And when there are challenges, like I go through challenges like you guys do, because we're human beings, is what we have to do is just come to the Lord in prayer and put all of our faith, all of our hope, and all of our trust in Him. There's been people that I've known across the way that says, you know, I'm lucky if I have enough faith as small as a mustard seed. That's all it takes. Some kind of faith that you have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God, and He does miraculous things. And even in my journey this year, He's done a lot of miraculous things. But you know what? When you're right now down and out, maybe discouraged, maybe going through a job hunt, maybe just going through a lot right now, there's this song that was back in 1990. I play a lot of it. Al Denson, I Need a Love, You Need a Love, We All Need a Love. And who's that love? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Good morning, everybody. Sunday Praise with CA.
Like nothing will ever
There we go. And that is Mercy Me and Gary LaVox. And that was on their album. Part of that song was called Little Love. Mercy Me on Inhale and Exhale. Of course, they have another new album that's out already. This next song is a Mercy Me song. It's a real popular song. And if you listen to the words very carefully, you know, we talk about journeys. We talk about things in our lives that are just so complex. Everybody has a complicated situation. If there's somebody that tells me in their lifetime that they've never been stressed out about something, that they've never had a complicated situation, then I want you to let me know, because you'll be the first one with $1 million. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. There is no perfect person besides our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He came as God-man, and He took my sins, your sins, and He saved us from sin. And that goes way back in the book of Genesis, which we'll get back to biblical teaching again eventually here, with Adam and Eve when she ate of that fruit, as you and I well remember, the tree of knowledge, which God had told her not to, and the serpent being the devil. And they don't really describe what the serpent is. There's people says, well, is it a snake? Was it? To give you the answer, even in Bible college, I will tell you, we don't know. It's a serpent. That's what Scripture says. And, you know, I really don't even, I'm like you guys, I really don't really care what kind of serpent it is, because one day Satan is going to be stomped on, and he already is stomped on. See, the victory and the battle has already been won. You know why? God came down as Jesus, came down as God, man, overcame the world when He's nailed to that cross for my sins and your sins. We should always remember that, not just on Easter Sunday, but every day as His birthday draws closer. So you know what? Listen to these words. Then Christ came. It's a beautiful song. Mercy Me.
Like a soldier with no armor, in the middle of the battle, I was broken. I was broken. It was only getting darker in the valley of the shadow. I was hopeless. I was hopeless. I never thought that I would ever see the day when every single chain would break or hear the voice of heaven call my name. Then Christ came, changing everything.
The
All together now. Me. Not just me, but you too. Just make sure your heart's ready. All right. Well, what a way to kick off and end the Sunday praise with CA as I get ready to leave the Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio. Here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, I just want to tell each and every one of y'all, thank you for your continual prayers. It is a private matter that I'm dealing with right now of one of my family members, and I thank you guys for all of your prayers and all of your love and all of your support. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the words of encouragement. Thank you for your textings. I can't tell you exactly when things are going to get back to normal programming. I'm hoping soon and very soon. We got tons of Christmas albums to play. What I can tell you is just to be patient, and we'll be back on the air real soon. So just hang in there, okay? And I love each and every one of you guys, so I want you to know that. So let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us as we get closer to Thanksgiving here in a couple of weeks. Wrap your arms around us, the ones that are hurting, the ones that are sick, the ones with uncertainty with jobs, or ones that are going through all these different journeys in their life. God, I know you're going to be with them all the way. And we give all the praise and glory to you. And all God's people said, amen. All right, guys, this is CA. I've got to saddle up, leave Faith Studio 1 here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life, too. LIFE! Y'all have a good day. Bye for now.